a question was raised in halakha, in the laws of reading Sefer Torah. Is it permissible to repeat a certain aliyah over and over again in order to send up extra olim? Actually, this practice was once done in one of the synagogues in Europe. The Mordechi brings down in Masechet Megillah that Rabbeinu Ephraim, who was one of the rabbis of the Tosafot, that on Simchat Torah they were repeating the same aliyah over and over again. He says more than 10 times, and he was upset, and he said, "Mi etir lo la'asot ken?" Who allowed them to do this, to say berachot over a repetitive aliyah? And he walked out of the Bet Knesset b'choriaf in anger. And clearly we see that opinion of the Mordechi says that you cannot repeat the same pesukim over and over. However, on the other side, we have an opinion of Rav Hai Gaon. Rav Hai Gaon proves from different gemariyot that they used to repeat certain pesukim over again. For example, on Rosh Chodesh, they would have to repeat Pasuk V'amarta Lehem. On Sukkot, they repeat the reading of Chol HaMoed over again. On Hanukkah, they repeat the reading over again. And therefore, he said, when you see already that you can repeat and make berachot, fuadin, in a case where, let's say, you have extra people in the synagogue, and you need to send up a lot of people. Therefore, he said, Rav Hai Gaon, there's no problem in order to send up extra olim and let them repeat pesukim that were read already. Everybody agrees that if you're repeating pesukim, you cannot count that as one of the seven olim. That's clear, because you're not reading any new pesukim. But it would be permissible. What is Maran's opinion? Maran was posek like Rav Hai Gaon in Resh Pebet Halakha Bet. Clearly says that you can repeat the reading that was read already for somebody else. The Rama, however, says the Minhag of the Ashkenazim is to be Mahmir on this. But the Ma'aseh, Halakha, is like Shulchan Aruch. However, why should a person put himself in this dilemma? If the Baal Koreh from the beginning knows that they're going to send up a lot of Olim, he should break the parasha down in smaller intervals in order that you won't have to repeat and put yourself in this debacle. So therefore, let's say the Gabbai tells the Baal Koreh from before, we're sending up an extra 4 Olim today. So he knows from the beginning to pace himself. Instead of reading in the normal way where he's going to be forced to repeat the same Aliyah 4 times or whatever it may be, let him break the Aliyot in a smaller way, legally, halakhically. And then, at least we can follow all opinions. And that's what Acham Avadia says in Hazor Avadia, page of Resh Lamed, HaMinhag, שנוהגים לעלות לתורה עולים נוספים, when there's a simcha לבית כנסת, and they repeat, יסודתו בעל הקודש. Its roots are in the right place, שכן דעת כמה פוסקים, ובנושם רבינו היי גאון, וכן פסק מרן, בכל מקום, נכון שליח סיבור הקורא בתורה יקיים בעצמה אחר מנה בראשו, let them prepare, ויקרא לכל אחד משמעת העולים לחובת היום, שלושה פסוקים להיות, let them read at least the first 7 עולים, minimum pesukim, 3 pesukim or more, and then already you can add extra aliyot by reading new pesukim. There's no pasuk, or there's no problem, I should say, of safek berachot ovi lakel, because there's a case of a minhag. And the place where we have a minhag, we don't say safek berachot lakel, even though you say it's a maloket. Some say you can do it, some say you can't. Bemkom minhag, ain't only safek berachot lakel, and that clearly seems as the minhag of the Sfaradim.